Questions 29 through 40. College accommodation. Allison is visiting a college campus where she is thinking of studying next year. She is having a conversation with a student advisor about the accommodation on campus. Listen carefully to the conversation and then answer the questions that follow.
Now listen to the conversation.
Life here, like that at most universities, begins in the residential college. All first and second year students live in one of our six colleges on campus: Butler, Forbes, Matthey, Rockefeller, Whitman, or Wilson.
Can you stay on in the residential college after your second year?
Yes, Butler, Matthey, and Whitman are four-year residential colleges, which cater to a select number of juniors and seniors, as well as underclassmen.
What exactly is a college? I think I may be getting confused. I mean, the whole institution is called a college, isn't it? In other words, doesn't college mean university, and don't students stay in dorms or halls?
Well, each of the colleges I'm talking about, in this case, is actually a cluster of dorms, which are designed to feel like smaller schools within the greater university. There are approximately 500 students per college, and each college is staffed by a residential dean and a director of studies, who are responsible for helping students with academic questions, a director of student life, who organizes social activities, a college administrator, who coordinates the whole operation, and a college secretary, who is the one smiling at you when you walk into the office. This whole group has been put together to provide more personalized support to students who might otherwise get lost. And they're usually pretty good at what they do.
Oh, I see.
The colleges serve as social hubs for the first 2 years of campus life. Every college has recreational facilities like TV rooms, lounges, and game rooms, as well as one or two extra amenities, which range from beach volleyball courts, ping pong tables, and dance studios to dark rooms, pottery studios, and miniature movie theaters. In addition to all that, you get a home dining hall where after a few months, you'll recognize most of the faces.
So, it seems like our college will have a pretty substantial effect on each of our lives, even on who our friends are. How do you determine who gets to live where? Will I be able to choose my residential college?
No, you can't choose, I'm afraid. That would be a huge task for our administrators. Instead, as a first-year student, you'll be assigned randomly to one of the colleges.
But what if it doesn't suit me at all? What if I don't like it?
This isn't generally a big problem because each of the colleges has its own unique advantages. Second-year students can request to change colleges if they wish, but in reality, that almost never happens.
Can you tell me a bit about the different colleges?
Of course. If you live at Rockefeller, affectionately called Rocky, you'll eat in a cafeteria that you swear is actually a medieval banquet hall, and live in the heart of campus amidst the majestic Gothic arches and towers that the university is famous for. The drawback is that the buildings in Rocky are getting pretty old. When it was built, after all, indoor plumbing was an exciting novelty. While your window may not close quite right and you may meet bugs bigger than your dog back home, take comfort. Odds are very good your dorm is going in the next glossy brochure. The architecture of Matthey is just about as beautiful as in Rocky, but the location is even better. The Matthey Courtyard is the primary outdoor hangout spot on campus. Matthey and Rocky have a lot in common, including a shared library and theater, and adjoining dining halls. Now, there's no easy way to describe Wilson. The buildings all look different from one another, and the rooms come in a variety of shapes and sizes. But while the college may be a little short on personality, it has arguably the best location on campus, with its quad backing directly onto the campus center. It also has some of the best recreational facilities on campus, including a dance studio, music room, and pottery studio. The Wilcox Dining Hall and Servery were renovated in 2009 and provide a warm, restaurant-like atmosphere. Those of you lucky enough to be assigned to Butler will also share the Wilcox Dining Hall and be living in the newest dorms on campus, which opened in fall 2009. The new buildings are home to some of the largest bedrooms on campus, along with an outdoor amphitheater and Studio 34, a late-night cafe. Forbes is nicknamed the Inn, and you'd better bring a canteen to school if you live in Forbes, because you're not even in the same zip code as the rest of campus. But really, before you panic, realize Forbes is less than 10 minutes from Nassau Hall on foot, even at a leisurely stroll. The whole university campus isn't that big of an area, and there are plenty of advantages to living here. For starters, Forbes has a reputation for the best Sunday brunches. Also, much of the college used to be an inn, so many of the rooms have wall-to-wall carpeting, big windows, and private bathrooms. Forbes residents also claim that living further from main campus makes them a closer-knit bunch than other underclassmen. Finally, Whitman, which opened in 2007, is the second newest of the residential colleges. The architecture is wonderfully Gothic, and it has a theater, a dance practice room, studios, classrooms, a huge dining hall, and none of the 200-year-old inconveniences of Mathy and Rocky. Plus, it's gorgeous. You can't really go wrong with Whitman.
Maybe it's a good thing we don't have to choose. I don't know how I'd ever make up my mind, actually.
Now listen again. Now listen to the conversation.
Life here, like that at most universities, begins in the residential college. All first and second year students live in one of our six colleges on campus: Butler, Forbes, Mathy, Rockefeller, Whitman, or Wilson.
Can you stay on in the residential college after your second year?
Yes, Butler, Mathy, and Whitman are four-year residential colleges, which cater to a select number of juniors and seniors, as well as underclassmen.
What exactly is a college? I think I may be getting confused. I mean, the whole institution is called a college, isn't it? In other words, doesn't college mean university, and don't students stay in dorms or halls?
Well, each of the colleges I'm talking about, in this case, is actually a cluster of dorms, which are designed to feel like smaller schools within the greater university. There are approximately 500 students per college, and each college is staffed by a residential dean and a director of studies, who are responsible for helping students with academic questions, a director of student life, who organizes social activities, a college administrator, who coordinates the whole operation, and a college secretary, who is the one smiling at you when you walk into the office. This whole group has been put together to provide more personalized support to students who might otherwise get lost. And they're usually pretty good at what they do.
Oh, I see.
The colleges serve as social hubs for the first 2 years of campus life. Every college has recreational facilities like TV rooms, lounges, and game rooms, as well as one or two extra amenities, which range from beach volleyball courts, ping pong tables, and dance studios to dark rooms, pottery studios, and miniature movie theaters. In addition to all that, you get a home dining hall where after a few months, you'll recognize most of the faces.
So, it seems like our college will have a pretty substantial effect on each of our lives, even on who our friends are. How do you determine who gets to live where? Will I be able to choose my residential college?
No, you can't choose, I'm afraid. That will be a huge task for our administrators. Instead, as a first-year student, you'll be assigned randomly to one of the colleges.
But what if it doesn't suit me at all? What if I don't like it?
This isn't generally a big problem, because each of the colleges has its own unique advantages. Second-year students can request to change colleges if they wish, but in reality, that almost never happens.
Can you tell me a bit about the different colleges?
Of course. If you live at Rockefeller, affectionately called Rocky, you'll eat in a cafeteria that you swear is actually a medieval banquet hall and live in the heart of campus amidst the majestic Gothic arches and towers that the university is famous for. The drawback is that the buildings in Rocky are getting pretty old. When it was built, after all, indoor plumbing was an exciting novelty. While your window may not close quite right and you may meet bugs bigger than your dog back home, take comfort. Odds are very good your dorm is going in the next glossy brochure. The architecture of Mathey is just about as beautiful as in Rocky, but the location is even better. The Mathey Courtyard is the primary outdoor hangout spot on campus. Mathey and Rocky have a lot in common, including a shared library and theater, and adjoining dining halls. Now, there's no easy way to describe Wilson. The buildings all look different from one another, and the rooms come in a variety of shapes and sizes. But while the college may be a little short on personality, it has arguably the best location on campus, with its quad backing directly onto the campus center. It also has some of the best recreational facilities on campus, including a dance studio, music room, and pottery studio. The Wilcox Dining Hall and Servery were renovated in 2009 and provide a warm, restaurant-like atmosphere. Those of you lucky enough to be assigned to Butler will also share the Wilcox Dining Hall and be living in the newest dorms on campus, which opened in fall 2009. The new buildings are home to some of the largest bedrooms on campus, along with an outdoor amphitheater and Studio 34, a late-night cafe. Forbes is nicknamed the Inn, and you'd better bring a canteen to school if you live in Forbes, because you're not even in the same zip code as the rest of campus. But really, before you panic, realize Forbes is less than 10 minutes from Nassau Hall on foot, even at leisurely stroll. The whole university campus isn't that big of an area, and there are plenty of advantages to living here. For starters, Forbes has a reputation for the best Sunday brunches. Also, much of the college used to be an inn, so many of the rooms have wall-to-wall carpeting, big windows, and private bathrooms. Forbes residents also claim that living further from main campus makes them a closer-knit bunch than other underclassmen. Finally, Whitman, which opened in 2007, is the second newest of the residential colleges. The architecture is wonderfully Gothic, and it has a theater, a dance practice room, studios, classrooms, a huge dining hall, and none of the 200-year-old inconveniences of Mathey and Rocky. Plus, it's gorgeous. You can't really go wrong with Whitman.
Maybe it's a good thing we don't have to choose. I don't know how I'd ever make up my mind, actually.
That is the end of the listening test.